This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A wanted man has been shot by police. A fast food outlet in a Christchurch shopping mall was a target of the latest armed robbery. A child rights advocate wants penalties to be imposed on people who harbor missing minors. Unity Workers Union calls for health and safety laws in Barbados to be enforced, and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital denies claims of patients being discharged outside of authorized checkout periods. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A wanted man has been captured after being shot by police. Starcom Network News understands the incident happened at Union Road, St. Philip, about 5 p.m. Sources tell Starcom Network News that the individual who is a suspect in one of the recent armed robberies fired at police after he was spotted. The officers returned fire, wounding the suspect. A firearm was recovered at the scene. The injured suspect was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Police also recently recaptured four other armed robbery suspects. Meantime, Starcom Network News has learned a fast food outlet in a Christchurch shopping mall has been the target of the latest in a recent spate of armed robberies. Starcom Network News understands that about 8 p.m., an armed, masked man entered the KFC outlet at Sheraton Center Mall. He reportedly escaped with a sum of money. A child rights activist is urging authorities to impose penalties on anyone caught hiding a missing minor. Dr. Marsha Hines-Myrie says that while wandering is no longer considered a criminal offense, the root causes of the behavior still need to be addressed.
We took the charge of wandering off of the book, which we absolutely needed to do. We cannot criminalize children for being in need of care. What we have not yet done as a society is to create a safe space for the girl child. Some of these children are in need of psychiatric services. Many of them are in need of counseling to be able to deal with and manage the sexual abuse, the physical abuse. Criminalizing them doesn't provide any of that. And not criminalizing them still doesn't provide that. We haven't moved our society to the point where we can address the needs of these children. That is really the crux of the matter, and that is what continues to be at issue.
She says people who harbor these minors need to be held accountable.
A part of the national conversation around the issue of wandering has always been, these girls know, you know, where to go, and they're housed and they're facilitated, and some of them find themselves in sexual exploitation and other types of exploitation, even as they are trying to get away from that in their home. We have not dealt with holding the people who lure them and who exploit them. We have not dealt with holding them accountable.
Child rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines-Myrie. A local trade unionist is calling on government to enforce health and safety procedures as outlined in the law. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, is concerned that some employers may not be following the protocols, leaving workers at risk. He hopes that work sites which may be deemed unsuitable for work will be shut down.
When you look at the law books, you will see that we have all kinds of standards and all kinds of rules to protect workers. But are they being enforced? The answer is no. You need to have people going around the work sites and telling, I'm talking about offices, government offices from Liberty Park. They say they shut it down when it is not safe. No, but everybody take a chance. And we hope that we live to see the next day.
Mr. Franklin also stresses that families of individuals who are injured or die on the job are entitled to make a claim with the National Insurance and Social Security Scheme. He's concerned that some employers have not been handing the needed information for those affected to benefit.
Every accident that happens in the workplace must be reported to the department, however slight. I have had many instances where when I check with the Labor Department, the accident have not been reported by the employer. People don't take the rule seriously. When you get injured on the job, employers don't even fill out the forms for national insurance so people can get the injury benefits that they're supposed to get. But the worst thing that can happen to you is to have to apply to national insurance for injury benefits and bid for an employer to submit the report after the national insurance sent out the form to you. They don't send it back. And nobody does anything about them. The Labor Department is at its worst in history. They just talk. No real work.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Insurance companies are seeing more major construction companies seeking coverage for their workers than smaller businesses. President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, spoke to Starcom Network News following the death of a construction worker and the injury of another. Mr. Graham wants to see smaller businesses seeking insurance for their workers.
Many of the construction companies are properly structured and they do take care of their employees, inclusive of taking out insurance. So we do tend to see them take out employers' liability insurance to cover their employees, but they also will take out insurance for contractors or risk and liability policies for the construction sites that they are on. Because sometimes the unexpected happens one way or the other, and we need to be able to have the financial resources to get the employees through recovery. And in the worst case of circumstance, we have to be able to financially protect those and their families. So companies of all sizes really just need to, as a matter of course, consider insurance as an option for protecting their staff.
He says that insurance companies do site visits to ensure that construction sites are up to code with safety standards.
We do send out inspectors and adjusters on the sites. When persons are requesting the insurance, we will come and do site inspections to see the setup and make sure that things are in place. In most cases, right, as I said, most of the companies do follow quality assurance standards in any event, but we will do independent checks as well, just for the insurance purposes, to make sure that we understand what these sites are structured like.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. Officials at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are refuting claims of discharging patients outside of the authorized checkout time at the hospital. Head of bed management at the QEH, Monica Edwards, stressed that no patients are discharged after 6 p.m. except after prior arrangements were made with relatives. She was responding to a concern raised by someone on Voice of Barbados Down to Brass Tacks program yesterday about the manner in which some patients are being discharged following treatment.
We have a policy that states that no discharges occur after 6 p.m. unless we are in prior contact with the relatives who have asked for a provision where they may be coming off for work later than the 6 p.m. and that provision is made. If the patient has to go home, the drips are removed, the IV access is removed, and then when they come back in and they have to have an IV infusion, they usually come in on the day unit or in the outpatient department, and they have that IV infusion placed, reinserted, and then they get their medication intravenously.
She also dismissed claims of preferential treatment for patients who pay for medical attention.
But what I just want to say is we serve both public and private patients. There are scheduled times and dates for the public patients and there are scheduled times and dates for the private patients. There is no bumping of one over the other. It is a managing of the operating time, the condition of the patient, and whatever pre-anesthetic treatment that they may need at the time. But we assure that at the end of the week, at the end of the day, every single patient, both public and private, are treated.
Head of bed management at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Monica Edwards. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is expected to present a plan to the Elder Affairs Ministry shortly to assist government's efforts in providing public service vehicles adapted for the disabled. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, says that a group from among the transport sector has been set up to begin discussions with the disabled community on transportation.
We would have already gotten assistance from a person who are working with us on a proposal that we will be presenting shortly to Mr. Edmund Hinkson and the Minister of People's Empowerment, Kurt Humphrey. We'll be presenting a proposal to them to tell them how we can provide and assist with the public transport for those persons who want to use our services. Let me make it clear that we do not have one bus that are disabled friendly. A special committee is expected to be set up from our end very shortly to speak to stakeholders in our community and the disability community to see how best we can go forward to assist them.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. And finally, a South African court has ruled that former President Jacob Zuma can run for office in the country's upcoming general elections, overturning an earlier decision that had barred him from contesting the polls. The electoral court decision yesterday paves the way for Zuma to run for president on behalf of the MK Party, a political organization that he joined last year after denouncing the governing African National Congress Party that he once led. The Electoral Commission had earlier ruled that Zuma could not run for office due to his criminal record after it received an objection to his candidacy. Recapping the headlines. A A wanted man has been shot by police. A fast food outlet in a Christchurch shopping mall was the target of the latest armed robbery. A child rights advocate wants penalties to be imposed on people who harbor missing minors. The Unity Workers Union calls for health and safety laws in Barbados to be enforced. And the Queen Elizabeth Hospital denies claims of patients being discharged outside of authorized checkout periods. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.